Toronto.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
We will start the end of the call. Hopefully somebody else will arrive by the time we finish.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Serura, Alphet Gimel Yitzhak Tzadi, Kabel Rina, Amcha Sagvenu, Paharenu, Nora, Kufreshayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshehudcha, Kivava, Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin, Barhem Tacharen, Rachame Sidkatcha, Tamid Tamlein, Betet Reish, Sadi Tach Gimel, Chasin Kadosh, Birov Tucha, Nael Adata, Het Kuf Bet, Ted Nunayan, Yachid Geyer, Lamcha Pene, Zohre Kedushata, Yud Gimelamed, Te Zion Kuf, Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea, Talumot, Shin Kufav, Tzadiyir Ta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apaim, V'rav Chesed V'Emet, Notse Chesed La'alafim, Notse Avon Wafesha, V'chata V'nakei, will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse from Parashat Yitro from the Zohar, the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It is Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the Lashem Yichud. Lashem Yichud Kud Shabrichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Erhimu Chilu Chilu Erhimu Ve'achta Lashem Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tameinan Bekudsha Berichu koma de'aved le'ela w'tata cholahihu yishot b'yovada dikshot v'le'lach mila b'yalma divaye barnash v'gach yaleya mineya u'anhaga be'ya kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzterich Be Alma. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, which is bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses connecting to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6.
Vayishkav Amnon, vayitchal vayavo, ha-melech viroto, vayomer Amnon, el ha-melech tavo, natamar, achoti utlabev, le'enei shete levivot, v'evre miyada.
The second verse.
Desmond.
The second verse is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each.
Chatati odiacha va'avoni lo kisiti. Amarti odeale peshai la adonai yohe wahe weata nasata awon chatati selah.
We'll now connect to the year 5777. Which also has two verses in the Tanakh that connect to its energy, which is the energy of the goats, but it's also the energy of a wake-up call. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first is from Lamentations. Chapter 3, verse 52.
Sod saduni katsipor oyevai chinam.
When we take the first letters of these words, we have sats ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each.
Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kacher Asitem. Ad hayom hazeh.
The year 5776 has the energy of a pause that refreshes, taking a break between the 2 years of chaos, generally increasing chaos. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34.
Rak ha-kohanim ha-yulimat. Velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayehaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad kitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav v'hitkadesh me'ha'kohanim.
This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God.
Adonai Yohewahe
La la hey, wa wa wa, yo la yo, ala me, hey hey hey, aka a, pray kaha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu Adonai yo he wahe ade ad ki bi yo he Adonai yo he wahe sur olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni at bili ruki. Next, we will study 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyim. Asher yitzabe sham wishaltem elai el nakum wehalakti ichem wechayayim yeshno laaretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza Yo vebro av yom rua yo. The year 5774, the year that has the energy of peace in the Middle East, there's only one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 10. Uthamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakam tachtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. We do so by taking each letter with its root vowel in sequence and saying that letter out loud. Wahe, wahyo, layo, sayote, ala, me, mehe, shi, la, la, he, aka, aka, he, ta, he, zayo, ala, da, La awa he he a yozala me be he he re yo he ko me la awa kala yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a yo re ta shi a he. Ray o yo awa me laka be washi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko he me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za ye he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa ala are yo ashila me yo he wa he wa he a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo me nu me me yo yo la he re he me sa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. And now we will connect to the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim. we connect to these 72 attributes in the same manner. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, te, a, a, me, me, be, shi, la, yo, hey, anu, a, ka, me, ta, hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, hey, boa, me, me, a, yo, sa, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, la, wah, wah, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, te, nu, la, Nu me cha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi ya yo re ta shi ya he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa le he he fa a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. Hey, she, hey, me, ka, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey, sa, a, la, a, re, yo, hey, a, la, me, ta, hey, wa, hey, wa, da, la, yo, hey, yo, she, a, la, me, nu, hey, a, nu, wa, ta, me, la, hey, pe, a, yo, nu, ko, me, yo, re, la, hey, be, hey, me, me, za, re, Wa he be yo ahe ala wa me za yo. Sam he be me kako ala ahe he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Hilu La of the Tzaddikim who left this day, the 16th day of Sivan. Rabbi Mordechai Menachem Mendel, the son of Rabbi Yisrael Yitzhak Kalish of Gorky. Rabbi Shalom Eliezer Halberstam. Rabbi Shalom Frischman of Tzatmar. Rabbi Baruch Yosef Ben Rabbi Yisrael Zak of Kurizlov. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. Go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the last row, row 19. The second column from the left will send you, that link will send you to a landing page for the Tikkuni Zohar. When that landing page opens up, please scroll down to class or section 31A. It is, I believe it is class 30. And the intention is to cover both Class 31A and Class 31B tonight. They are not on the same web page. They are on two different web pages.
God Nadi Yosef Ba Yisrael Begin Dinatarin Beret Tzakul Malkuta Viatzid Bar Bechon Ko Yisrael Bene Malkin Ume Moshe Begin Dinatar Ot Beret Eid Bar Beyavayahi Bishishorin Melech Zaka Aid Aihu. Mandinatar Berit Tikkuna Sheitzar Bereshit. Dachalel Hadahu Dikiv Bamidbar Tachetvav. Bereshit Arisot. Arisotikam. Kala Terimu Teruma La. Veha Ognuhu De Adam Halato. Shel Olam Hawa Umanalan. Dechala Ayuhu. Reshit Dekara Okach Adahu Diktiv Reshit Ariyasotachem Chalataremu Teroma La Uma Matachala Ela Shiva'a Minin Inun Chata V'shar Sha'ura Ugifan Ud Anya Urmon Eretz Zayit Shemen Bedavash Gehu Devash Tamarim Chata Ayelna Ayahu Diakal Minaya Adam Dekad Dama Yehu Lo Afik Mataman Chala Uginda Lachel Beya Hashem Vishareya Beya Chaket Bagiarim Leya Mota Vihala Ayahi Shikinta Kalila Vishava Minini Lai Alinu Vahav Adam Kadama Sufa Da Yud Asa Atsarich Leapik Mina Chala Umayid Chel Al Hahiyo Tafa Vaya Habib Leya Zera Khalil Mataruhu Dayehu Vav Viraza Demala Hai ha ha hey yao ta fa va ya hiv le ya zera kalil mataro hu de hu va raza de mila hey lachem zara uginda hala Vidai ayahi akuda deeps mana leita divaginam divagina mat adam da ayahi da ayuhu chalato shel olam tsarika ayahi Leafresha chala Ula pakala measata Dayehi setefa Tila chazaira Al adam ayehi Atafat na piaka Sharaga dila dit marbeya nair Hashem Neshamat Adam Tarika liokta leya belil Shabbat Tataru bishal chovin
Deisha Darachimu Lugabe Vala Viraza Damila Maim Rabin Lo Yochlo Ligvot Et Ha'ahava V'yitaru d'chamem me'mota d'li'o shabbat me'ataya sarika b'rachemu v'dachelo v'dayu isha ki hazarayo v'yalada z'akar Ayahi Shafikat Amin Di Adam Azdarakit Damavi Alko Dasarika Dinatara Leyamidam Neda Uginda Altilat Milin Ilein Nashim Zehirut Benada Uchela Uhadalachat Haner Ad Kan Raza Dechata Demat Min Chala Cheta Tet Iu Razadi Eshrin, Budreni Atvan, Yoraita Tikuna, Shivasadreshit, Alaitmar, Reshit Meashar, Deganich, Vedamalhut, Deihu, Measarvaiyahi, Asarait Leasar Sapirot Ugina Measrin Yemot Bemot Betavon Dai Hunun Levushin Bechata Behai Alma Pesurin Mame Ashar Uman Devae Leafaka Measer machta by lenakia min mut latvin deinun het beeshtarat yayehi hashem nakia behauzina Yehazarik Vatafa Beayahi Yud Vida Bekava Kegavna Da Vizuga Devarnash Zarik Venakat Tsipa Mat Machet Daihu Yetzer Hara Lameho Zera'a Nakeya Ba Hadahu Diktiv Hai Lachem Zera Avaldi Almadi Atechet Yayehi Nakeya Ayehi Ulushi Vyahi Ezrin Udrain Atvan Dioraita Uginda Behamutea Bealtavet Sarich Ledakadak Be Lemaho Lemaho Aye Yehineke Dekatnikya Bela Pasulat Udrain Asurin Inundi Amarkara Ivarin Da Asher Taser Am Ima
Ela begin lekashura la batarin the ruin pinun kahen lavi pinun measer reshin la luiv measar min hama asar the kohen da kosif yaran salkin leasher. Ushi ush vishkinta ad salknin lamaya vahayahi ita vidat teruma lekal homai ugin dashur.
Section 31A. Guarding the covenant means that we are always mindful of the relationship between our thoughts and Kadosh Baruch Hu, especially in regards to their unity. Israel represents our thoughts, but more specifically, our holy thoughts. Surely these are the children of the King. Tikkun 16. Roshi Itzo Kala. Zehu shikatu reishit arastakem chala taremu teruma.
Reishit, this is chala. This is what is said. Of the first of your dough, chala, ye shall set apart a cake for a gift. Adam was the challah of the world. And how do we know that challah is first? The verse proves it. This is what is written. Of the first of your dough, challah, you shall set apart a cake for a gift. Adam is the soul which has been made flesh. Just as the dough in its original state is flat and then rises, so too does the soul rise throughout the flesh. The first, the reshit of your dough, the beginning of your dough, refers to the praises we send on high in acknowledgement of our holy state. The letter He might be compared to the yeast, which gives the dough its rising quality. Without the He, it is sin, chet. Shin or Chet, alluding to man whose intention of holiness is bound to sin, even unto death. Since we know that the Shekhinah is the connection between our thoughts and the thoughts of holiness, what must be removed is the lack of awareness of holiness. This is the offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the offering, which is that drop, and then also the seed composed of both HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah, bringing forth the Vav, the symbol of connection. In this way, the circuit is fulfilled. The Challah is the awareness, the recognition of the process that makes it possible. Adam died because he lost that awareness of unity, of the connection. This is why, by way of return, the challah is extracted in order to return the awareness to Adam. She, the female, refers not to the woman, but to the focus that is reactionary. It is outward seeking. The focus, therefore, needs to be inward seeking, with love and awe of the awareness of holiness, bringing forth the Son of Holiness. Her blood refers to the effects of the reactionary, seeking which cannot renew itself and ends up in destruction. The woman again represents the focus internal, and with care that focus separates the challah. The awareness of holiness is careful of the reactive state of consciousness and lights the Shabbat candles to awaken the divine presence and its connecting links above. Therefore, the mystery of Chita, by allusion, refers to the letters of Torah in their combinations as we flow through them in our expressions of that holy awareness. Tikkun 17. Bereshit Aliyah Ne'amar Bereshit Rezashit Me'aser Deganan Degancha Tavuatcha V'zo Malchut Shehiya Me'asar V'haya Asyariyat Le'eser Sefirot. Bereshit, it is said, the first fruits of the tithing, and this malchut that is the tithing, and it is the tenth of ten sefirot. That tithing is the recognition of the outcome, the malchut of this world. It must be free from the mixture mentioned earlier, which includes the husk and the straw. Since the hay, which is part of challah, is to be kept, this hay awakens the lower Shekhinah with the yud that is from the Keter, linking the thought with the now realized form. Similarly, two souls come together to bring another soul into this world via recognition of holiness between them. In the world that is coming, the 22 letters of Torah are completely holy, so that all that is produced or expressed cannot but have a holy outcome. The blessing of Hamotzi is the meal offering that is consumed then with a conscious intention for pronouncing the hay just so, to link it with the holiness spoken about in the context here of the yud, the vav, and the hay. I am adding, this is an amazing revelation regarding the upper hay that needs to be internalized when saying the hamotzi. The sages recommend that we emphasize the hay in the saying of the word hamotzi, and also the hay in the word ha'aretz, in the saying of the blessing over bread. This connects to both hays in the name of Hashem. This is my opinion. The tithing that is given to the priest is the holiness from below. The tithing that is given to the Levite, the first tithing, is from above. Both are given that they may be connection to one to the other. In summary, the offering is Torah, the two tablets that awaken the awareness of holiness via the ten sefirot, extended by tens throughout the four worlds. The 40 days are four tens. Through Malchut, we know the completion of the fulfillment of the above. Out of this fulfillment, we take our lessons from the three patriarchs and the two prophets of truth, all signifying the lens, the tens. Uvana su sefirot kulin ezru unyam shalasha avot shalisha Ezronim Neveyai Amti Hem Ezrin Ezrin. And through it all, the Sefirot are made tens. The three patriarchs are three, who are two. The two prophets of truth are a tenth, a verse from Numbers. That's the end of section 31A. We will now be going to section 31B. Does anyone have any questions? Teru ma tere mi ma beka bel terin lukin dioraita dihi tu ra tora teit ye ya saya vat biar vain yomin vidai yehu Torah, Mem Vava Ita Vidu Sefirin Kalho Ezronin Tilat Avahan Tilat Ezronin Tire Navia Kishot Enum Ezrin Ezrun Tikona Tami Niai Sare Bereshit Bara Elokim Birashit Enum Shit Diragin Binafoa De Itmar Behon Chokin Amuda Shesh Bekama Tainun Shit Tata Hakinun Shit Leail Tainun Shait Salkin Tashatin Ban Atar Tayasod Chai. Al min ishtar, yad means yasod. Da shakin ta 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 a. Kalila me arvas, sare perikin, David, David. Vinun bechamesh itzvan vahinun yudke vavke yudke vavke arvasare advan dekucha barihu dekalilan bach vadaihu vayid anviyin Admas so min yasod inun lekabel shit ragin dekoras aya pit mar beya shesh mealot veki sev et vav salik be deayehi itra devarit The Shatin Shait Zimnin Aser The Salkin the Shatin The Kabel Shatin Gilgalim Satat the Sakharin The Korsaya The Korsaya Tamin Shakinta Dayehi Demin Umeraye Dekala Demayun Ayin Itmar Vayayid Venavim Adma Vial Itmar Vetamonat Hashem Yovat Al Shem Dekol Parta Sofin Tani Veyai Ba'inun deshimin deshamin itkare demiyan ve'al shem dekol nechorin tila ela meina ba itchazin iskariat merachadahu dikiv b'mi bar yudbet b'maraya ilen advan b'satemu b'yanin itkariat Mereya b'chalom b'raza d'mila nishna v'la'ave a'er u'gata ho'dinun a'i'ihiu Mereya b'chaket b'tarin mimanin Tamin chad sagrin sagrun v'chad pichon umat umem tet beit kare b'shem tar vayhu mimena al tiren maftachin Ilen misatar te amuda de emsaita ayehi shikinta me rabecha kitz umashi besidreya diktiv deya pa alta admavar Lo mera'a v'la b'chidut utmunit e'ashem b'yabayit mistara d'tzadik v'yihu or haganuz v'tzadikim li'alma y'atena li'atid lava itkariyat Mereya b'cholom v'hawa d'itchazeya b'abesitra d'gufa a'ihu yudke vavke amoda d'emsaita d'itnasil b'tarin sitrin d'ihu d'drakiv Al arva chavam da'inun p'nei adam p'nei areya p'nei shor p'nei nashir yudke vavke itkare malgaya malgau tegufa da'yehu Adam l'shabbatai al hakise leman deihu Adam itchazeya leya bedamot Adam leman deihu b'sha'ar chevan itchazeya leya bedamuta chayin Chiyun dikorseya lekol chod kebum chali v'al yitchalal hametz chalal ashkar le'ayla bishkinta dila kalil Vela me adam sitra de chachma Koachma vaday Sitmar beya hacham odif Neveya. Kam Rabbi Shimon Uklohu Havreya Viamareya Mehemna Ravin Dilakon Naviyo Yo Komit Mar Mishin Pecha Vinun Ihu Pekon Naviyi Kegav Nadish Bashi Pesayachara Vekochaveya Mineya Neharim Vilait Kachve Nishpo Komanhir Nechorin Na Bit Nechorish Vilaod Ela Berzina Binunit Kanish Min Alma Beitad Navua Beit Marba Laken Avadi Meshi Bekomait. Deinun hu ayahi sutima kom aftit aftach lo deyahi beta ala geniza deko genizin dileila sutimin nun alef tachamin demalka aliyah Taman binat taviat kaven beyat ben dehahu beyata beyat bet ima. What are these tens? See them as the extensions of the Sephirot, visualized within. They are 10 dimensions of consciousness accessible only via our recognition of their presence. These are the visions that are described throughout Torah. 10 Sephirot, each with its own tree of life, making 100 or 10 times 10. This is to say that creation replicates itself 10 times 10 as well. For the wise, the seen are unseen. The Tikkun 18. Bereshit bara Elokim berashit hen shesh deragot han ve'la chai. Bereshit, or Barashit, created six. These are the 6 degrees of prophecy. The six above reflects from Yesod, which are Zeron, Pin, and Return. They are 60, since each Sephirot represents 10, as mentioned previously. The Shekhinah is the awakening of the awareness unity, the awareness of unity, which in Malchut, or the lower Shekhinah, is verification of the above. It is the hand which fashions the creation. This is when the imagining of creation, as such it is a proof of the preceding verses, that what we are speaking about here is the visualization of creation. These 60 wheels are the Sephirot of Zeron Pin, that section which contains the levels of operation. As these wheels turn, their aspects are presented one to another in such a way as to enhance the vision with the holiness from above and verification from below. The throne begins as its point of focus. As the throne is perceived at first fleetingly, and then in more and more detail, The imagining of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is realized. In the way of the visions of the prophets, whose faces are what their thoughts, their words are composed of, we then have subsequently the imagination which is brought forth. Here are we in Malchut, seeing through the aid of the Shekhinah the visions above. In this sense within, and this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes known to us. As we question, we see, and when we see, we learn to build rightly. With eyes shut, it is called vision in a dream. This waking vision is the simultaneous thinking above and experiencing below. We ascend above through the windows of Shekhinah, opening the core of our being. And there are two who are appointed there, Sagron and Tachon, are the two keys to the waking vision with their higher component, Memtet. Imagine the triangle, the right and left, then the top from the aspect of the middle pillar. Mouth to mouth is listening to the internal that speaks through you, as if coming from you at its deepest source. The vision that is beheld, that Moshe beheld with of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, is entirely self-contained. The righteous are made aware of this vision in a dream, the quality of which is the understanding of the thought form in all of its phases. What are the appearances of these thought forms from the aspect of Tiferet, or the middle pillar? They are the visions that are taken together from both sides, where they are stored temporarily until they're combining. The active force or impetus of creation comes from this vision that changes in aspect. The lion, the eagle, the ox, and the human, regarding the interior body, meaning the visualized forms of thought. Of these four chayot, it is the human that is in recognition of the process, and therefore that recognition forms the connection, awakening the Shekhinah, emerging and filling the entire movement from the Chai Alamin, the life force of the worlds. The prophecy or the realization of the vision appears in the perceiver according to their understanding or level of awareness in which that vision is depicted. Ultimately, it is the Shekhinah that provides the pathways for the comprehension of this vision, making them into prophets. It is one thing to envision a thing or even to prophesy a thing. However, the understanding of the operation of a thing belongs to a wise man who sees into the heart of a thing. This is the more than human who is described. And it is Moshe who is the light, the inspiration for all openings that reveal the light. Moshe is aroused to shine the light and to be a channel for the light. In likewise fashion, everything that comes from light, the planets, the stars, are all aspects of this bringing forth of the light which Moshe mastered. There is no prophecy like that of Moses that he brought into the world with this faithful listening and revealed to all of Israel. Therefore, through Moses, through the connection, we open the supernal treasure house of above to reveal the hidden things of the Most High King. For just as a son walks freely in the house of his father, so can we walk in the house of treasures that Moses has revealed to us. The higher mother is the Shekhinah that reveals through Chokmah, or wisdom. The son of the house
above imagined in Tiferet. This is the internal house of discovery, as above, so below. And you were like one of us in the same house. The Bet of Bait, of the mother, is the higher mother. The Yud is Chachma, or father. The Tav is the Tiferet at home above. For in that house, a prophet has no permission to enter there except by permission. And you would either without permission, just like a son of the king, where no gate is closed. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Thank you very much. Tomorrow at 4:30, we will have a deep Zohar class on the Parsha of Noah. And at 7 o'clock, we will have questions and answers. I bid you all shalom, a good week. Shalom to all. Shalom gadol.
Hello. I couldn't unmute quick enough. I have a question. The name before, the two names before Mentet, I don't think I've ever seen those before.
S-A-G-R-O
and
N.
And an N, and then P-A-T-C-H-O and an N. I would suppose that there are two.
Sagron is Sag, 63. It's a gematria, Samach Gimel.
Okay.
And in the Aramaic, the Nun ending is the idea of plurality. So Sagron is, it's a name being concealed from those who do not have full understanding.
Okay, well, 63 is linked to the name of Hana.
Hold on a second. Another idea is Sandalphon. It's a Aramaic name of Sandalphon.
Well, okay. But the idea that it's the Gematria is 63 is important to me. Okay. Okay, go ahead. I'm finished.
And what was the other name? Because I didn't get back there in the reading, so I wasn't sure. Was it A or B?
C-H-O-N.
So,
I guess those are your shame. I could, showing that it's P-A-T. C H O, and then Gershin, two Garrett marks, and then an N.
Well, the two marks are an indication that it's a gematria, or that it's a short, or it's an acronym.
Right.
It's either an acronym or a gematria.
Okay,
but
do we know what gematria is?
You have Memtet, you have Sandalphon, and then you have a name for the Malchut level.
Okay.
Memtet is considered in the level of Bina, Sandalphon, and Zerampin, and this third name would probably be in Malchut. But they're essentially names of angels, names of consciousness levels, names of Sephirot that are being fulfilled with light. These are all metaphors that we've discussed from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just didn't recognize the newness of the spellings there.
Right. It definitely was spelled differently. But, we don't read those names in Aramaic. We read them in Hebrew, and then we read them in English. And as you can see, the translator didn't even put it into the English.
Mm-hmm. Well, Memtet was, that was so close, the Aramaic, to the English that, that was just recognizable all the way.
Right.
But, okay.
Because Memtet is a Greek name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You all have a beautiful evening. Shalom.
Okay. You too. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.